Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our study of Galatians 6, we were taught that we need to walk daily with God in prayer to know how we can help others to bear their burden. Let's continue with that thought today. This passage then speaks to us of those things that come upon us and remains. And it's something for which we must walk daily in prayer. So this epistle is replacing the fetters of the Judaizers and the flesh to which they are associated to another bondage, a different kind of a bondage, the bondage of agape, the love from the heart. You know what a difference it is between Christianity and socialism or humanism or communism, Marxism. You see, all of those say, what's yours is mine. We'll decide what you've worked for and what you've earned, how it should be used. But Christianity says what's mine is yours, but it makes the decision itself and it gives the direction itself. And so we as Christians need to learn that. And we need to learn that God has a will and he has a direction for each of us. And we need to know what that direction is. And so when we think of that, we give as God impresses things on our heart. And for God to impress things on our heart, we have to have a heart that is sensitive to the Spirit of God. And so we must walk daily with him in prayer. Now, in this epistle, again, we see that there's been such a battle between the Spirit and the flesh. But the bondage of the Spirit is a bondage of love first for God. Sometimes that agape love is sitting up all night with someone who is devastated by a dying loved one, the home broken, or some other malady that has suddenly hit the home. They still bear the load, but you're picking up on one side of it to help them and to carry on as you ought to carry on. And as you do, you so fulfill the law of Christ. Now, I like the fact it used the word fulfill. Because when I looked it up, it carries the idea and the application of by this you meet the requirements of the law of Christ, which is to love one another as he loved us. You see, here we see that the motive is to help someone who is hurting. If there's no love in our heart for it, then there's a problem in our own heart. As someone has said, the heart of the problem is the problem of the heart. Perhaps here we should think of Romans chapter 12 and verse 15. Rejoice with them that do rejoice, and weep with them that weep. Now, both are like the family of a little league boy whose team wins. They all, because they love one another, rejoice. But if his team loses, they're there to comfort and to try to be an encouragement to that little boy. So they, you might say in a sense, they rejoice with him as he rejoices, and weeps with him as he weeps. Well, we ought to rejoice as a local church. The local church should be a family. We call it the family of God. And that's exactly what it should be. Now, again, think of the works of the flesh. Back in chapter 5, 19 through 21, it says, "Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication," that's sexual sin of any kind, "uncleanness, lasciviousness," that is, anything goes, anything's all right, I've got liberty, I've got grace, I can do anything because I'm not under the law, and it turns the grace of God into lasciviousness. "Idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envyings, murders, drunkenness, revelings, and such like, of the which I tell you before, as I have also told you in the past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God." Well, you can go to the works of the flesh or the fruit of the Spirit: love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. And so, bearing one another's burdens now is taking up verses 22 and 23 of the previous chapter of the fruit of the Spirit. See, when people aren't willing to bear another's burden with them to help them, then they're lacking in the fruit of the Spirit. Now, too often, jealousy creeps in. It may lead to pride, gossip, or what have you. And it shows the works of the flesh are then dominant in us, just like envy. And on you could go. There's a church where I know about the church, and they had a man who was very likable, and he actually had a pretty good following. But when the pastor turned him down for a position, for which the pastor knew that that man wasn't ready for that position, and spiritually did not really, wasn't prepared for that position, the man got upset, and he left for another ministry. And he drifted away from the fundamentals of the faith. But those people in that church that had followed him, well, some left. Others dropped out of church altogether. While others who stayed and were once energetically involved now just went through the motions and seemed to be without joy. Why? Well, although they were religious, they were following a man. Hence, those people in that church that I knew about, those people that followed the man were walking in the flesh. And in time, they were on visitation. They weren't at prayer times. And they would miss a Wednesday night here and a Sunday night there. And all of a sudden, the things of this world started to take a greater importance in their life. And my friend, that is what we have to be careful. That is where the problem comes in. Now that takes us to verse 3. Again, remember it says, "For if a man think himself to be something when he's nothing, he deceiveth himself." Well, that's pretty clear, is it not? He deceiveth himself. What we need to see is the thing that interferes with family love, whether it's in the home or the church, whatever it is, it quenches the Spirit. Therefore, we no longer walk in the Spirit. And I like what the late Lehman Strauss commented on this passage. He made this statement: "Never look at the erring brother as if he were less spiritual than ourselves. The conceited man is a deceived man and is in no condition at all to restore an erring or sinning brother." which verse 1 is showing us that ye which are spiritual need to deal with that. And the spiritual man is not going to be a conceited man and feel like he is so much better than you. And you see, really, that man is really a humble man. And that's something that should not only be in the pastor, should be in the laity, it should be in the deacons, it should be in each Christian. The spiritual man is that divine quality of humility. You see, the secret of humility is not to aim at it in order to acquire it. But the secret is found in abandoning one's own self to Jesus Christ. In that transaction, the false and unworthy self is counseled out, and Christ is elevated to the throne of our life. And remember this. The grace of humility comes when we are made open to the mind which was in Christ. When we are, the darkness of pride will flee from our lives. And oh, what an example we had in Christ Jesus. Let this mind be in you which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself, and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Now, this does not mean that just that man is nothing. We are all nothing without Christ, by the way. But if we are both in Christ, then that man that has sinned, that man that's messing up, that man that's under a heavy burden, whatever it is, if they're saved, they are 100% saved, and they are 100% a brother or sister in Christ, although they may be overtaken in a fault. Now, we are the kind, sometimes, or you may be the kind, sometimes I've got to admit, I might get that way and do get that way, but if we are the kind that get upset because maybe we think we need more recognition, maybe we think that we're just not being treated fairly or rightly, oh, then we're in a big problem. As a matter of fact, we have two problems. First of all, your mind's not on things above.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening, and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands. Bible plans, my